Who is she that comes forth beautiful as the dawn? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, did you happen to see the sunrise this morning? You were probably up. It's after 7, and you may have been doing your breakfast or your brushing your teeth or something, but some of you may have already been on the way, because I know some of you have to come from a long distance to get to school every morning. But if you happen to look out up at the sky towards the east, well, it was one of those very beautiful sunrises with all different colors of red and gold and pink and purple and rose. And I thought to myself, how fitting that is, because today is a great feast day of our Blessed Mother. And it's fitting for her because we say Mary is the dawn and Jesus is the perfect day. He's the sun. But Mary is the beautiful sunrise that lets us know that our Savior is coming. Whenever I see a sunrise like we had this morning, I always think of that little rhyme. Do you know what? You know, have you ever heard that rhyme? It goes, red sky at morning. I think that's how it goes. Sailors take warning. Red sky at night, sailors delight. In other words, if the sky is reddish in the morning, that means there's some rain clouds around. And if you're a sailor on the sea, particularly, you could be facing some difficulties or problems if a storm or maybe a hurricane such as they had down south should blow up all of a sudden. But a beautiful dawn is very appropriate for our Blessed Mother, because she's not only the sunrise that lets us know the light is coming, Christ is, but she's also symbolized by, in sacred scripture, by a cloud. Isn't that interesting? Because a cloud brings the rain. And this is what we think about, especially in Advent. Our earth was all dry, and there was no moisture, and there were no crops, and there were no flowers. That's how it was till our Lord came. And then when our Lord came through Mary, his true mother, the feast we celebrate today, her motherhood, why then the gentle rain came down from heaven. And how beautiful that was for the parched earth of ours. Another reason why the sunrise, the clouds are so beautiful. You see the clouds up in the sky, but have you ever been inside of a cloud? Well, I have, and you maybe have too. If it's a very, very foggy day and you're on your way to school, say in the morning, sometimes the fog is so thick that you can't see anything at all. And sometimes when you're flying in an airplane, the airplane goes right through the middle of a crowd and it gets very bumpy and a little bit scary for a while. And once again, you can't see anything. But if you look at the dawn or a beautiful sunset, how different the sky looks, how different the clouds are. Or if you see clouds on a beautiful blue sky day and there's big white sort of fluffy clouds and could make you think of angels or something, well, that's something different. That's something else again. It's a little bit like the Blessed Mother and all of her titles and all of her wonderful names that we give her. We call Mary Our Lady because in the Middle Ages, the ages of chivalry, why then the idea of the poets was, and the knights too, was that Mary was their true love, and they would love Mary, and they would serve her 100%. In some nations, Our Lady is called the Blessed Virgin, or the Virgin Mary, most of all. And that symbolizes that she's the spouse of the Holy Ghost, and she only belongs to God. Other times, she's known as the Queen of Heaven, and that goes back to the time when the Queen and the King had very great power in this world. What do we call Mary most of all, children? We call her our Blessed Mother, don't we? And that's what today's feast day is. It's the feast day of the motherhood of Mary. That's all of her glory, is that she is the true mother of Jesus Christ, which makes her to be truly the Mother of God. Think about that today during the Mass. God is really her Son. He was a little baby growing inside her until after 9 months, as a mother would, she gave birth. But when Our Lady gave birth, there was no pain or worry or sorrow. It was another holy, beautiful miracle. And at Calvary, Our Lady became, in great sorrow and pain and trouble, our mother, when our Lord said to all of us, "Look, she's your mother. Behold your mother." So today when we honor Mary as the Mother of God, we say we truly believe Mary is the Mother of God. At the same time, we also remember that Mary is our mother, and we love to call her our Blessed Mother. When you poke your nose out the next time and you see the sunrise, children, and you have to kind of catch it, sometimes it doesn't last very long, think about how beautiful Mary is. Or the next time you go outdoors and you look up on a bright day and you see the clouds, think of all of the different ways of honoring Our Lady and all of her different titles. It's a little bit like the litany of Our Lady we say together each day in October, isn't it? Can you add some other titles to that? I think that you could. When you see a beautiful sky, think of Mary. Say a Hail Mary. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.